This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Expressions of interest for individuals interested in joining the LGBTQI plus ministerial task force and its two working groups, which will focus on justice and health and well-being respectively, closed this weekend.
And the Andrews Labor government is putting out the call for a diverse cross-section of our communities to help shape government policies to make life better for all.
So what does it take to apply for the LGBTIQ plus task force and its working groups? To help us find out this morning, we are joined by the Victorian Commissioner for LGBTQ plus communities, Todd Fernando.
Thank you for joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us exactly what the LGBTIQ plus task force does.
So the LGBTIQ plus task force within the Victorian government was established in 2015 by the Minister for Equality and worked closely with my office to ensure that Victorian government's equality initiatives are underpinned by genuine community consultation. And so the task force is made up of community members who advocate and advise government on how to respond to need in the LGBTIQ plus community.
So at the moment, applications are open for individuals in our communities who may want to put themselves forward for this. What kind of individuals are you looking for?
We are looking for vibrant, fresh talent. As long as you are a member of the LGBTIQ plus community, you are more than welcome to put in an application.
I mean, I think what I love about that is that's literally anyone. So many people who are listening right now. When I saw the applications were open, I think a lot of people are like, well, what does that mean? I might not be the right person. You know, the automatic thoughts that you might not think that you're the right person for the fit jump in. But really, you want vibrant people who understand the issues of their community to be able to come and share those with you.
What do you do with the information that people from the task force bring to you?
So what we do is we listen to the voices on the ground. So you could be a regional, rural person, you could be a multicultural lesbian, you could be a an Aboriginal trans person, sister, girl, or brother, boy. And we want to hear how it is, how the impact of what decisions we're making will impact your communities. So we want to be able to hear from a diverse range of views and perspectives. These are not your usual suspects, but we're looking for that fresh, vibrant talent. So no matter where you are in the state, no matter...
I think one of the things I love that you just said is diverse. And you even used representations of intersectionality. Like looking at the people that have held the positions within this task force for the past couple of years, I recognise names in the communities and within organisations. And a huge shout out to all of them for stepping up and stepping in to be able to create that space and place. But if you think you're a voice that needs to be heard, this is such a brilliant opportunity for you to create a direct avenue to share the stories, not only of yourself, but those of the community. That diversity and intersectionality is kind of key, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And particularly in and around the working groups that Task Force also operate within. So we've got Task Force as the kind of main ministerial advisory group. And then we have two working groups. We have the Health and Wellbeing Working Group, which advises the Department on Health that supports the Task Force on relating issues like aging and aged care, alcohol and drugs, health services, mental health, public health, for example. But we also have the Justice Working Group, which advises the Department of Justice and Community Safety on matters relating to criminal law, youth justice, safer communities, policing, you know, these types of things that affect our communities. So it's important that we get that diverse range of experiences and voices, but also solutions around how we can make our communities safer, stronger and healthier.
Now, applications for the LGBTQ plus task force close this Sunday, August 13th.
Is it a difficult thing for people to apply to?
Absolutely not. Just head onto the website and we'll link it all on Joy.
I'm going to share it right now. Yeah, it's vic.gov.au/LGBTIQ-taskforce. It's up on the Joy Breakfast socials already.
I've checked it out and it really isn't hard for you to apply.
You really do want to hear from an array of voices within our communities who want to come and step forward and help make a difference.
So if you feel like that this is you and that you want to give back to your community or want to help us create a safer future, we want to hear from you. No matter where you are in Victoria, we want to hear from you.
If you're looking for more information on how to apply for the Victorian Government's LGBTQ plus task force, we have put the link to the information up on all of our Joy Breakfast socials. So head to Facebook and Instagram to find out more. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show.
Thank you for having me again.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.